The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. Damn. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Oh. That's real good.
Oh, you know.
All right, this is not a competition.
He unplugged himself. You gotta give him a minute.
I'm telling you, he's wrapped in cords.
Really? Like, you don't need a 10-foot cord for headphones. How about, can we get a wireless setup? It's 2023.
It's four. Almost five. I've asked that. Apparently, with the different frequencies that we're on in here,
it causes feedback.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, get some that, like, I don't know. I don't know why that is. But I also don't want a gamer headset either, like, or whatever. The ones where we did the football games.
I don't want anything battery operated.
I don't want a microphone. Yes, you do too. I've heard otherwise. I talked to Melissa from Adam and Eve.
Well, she's got your list ready to go.
I'm talking about with the arm coming out of the headphones.
I'm just talking about batteries around here that aren't recharged. And if it goes dead, you have no way of getting.
Yeah, she's kind of like those cars people buy.
Uh-huh. She was going to give you a gift from my line of, look, I got ice cream sandwiches and I got dildos.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
That's what I got going on.
Yep.
You can have a fat boy of each. One you could eat. One, well, I guess you could eat both. But, you know, it's the gift that keeps on giving.
About, one will melt.
One will melt.
One will melt in your mouth, not in your hand. The other one won't do neither.
One tastes like ice cream. The other one,
it's frozen.
I can't wait to see her then.
This is a new, this may be a one-off. We'll see how it goes. But I was, man, I got some good clips too. And he's like, man, let's we'll do it like a, not yo mama jokes, but like a presentation, like a weekend, like the person said earlier, like a weekend update thing. Two people presenting.
Who's going first?
Well, funny you should ask, because I took it upon myself to go first.
Good.
Oh.
Okay, there's a TV show, I think, in Germany. And the sole purpose of the show is to get people with distinct, weird laughs and to make them laugh. Now, what happens is one person laughs, and then the other person with a weird laugh gets going, and they're just weird laughing on top of each other.
They get chuckling at each other.
Yep. Here's a small sample of that right now.
A bird or something, like an ostrich.
I got to show you, the guy that laughs, he's a real skinny dude, and like his whole body gets into it as soon as he, like he's on a delay. He has to,
is that like some kind of tick or something?
You know, it's like a zoo.
Like you can't fully laugh. a little bit like Eddie Murphy's, you know, how that laugh.
God.
Man, that was the fastest to laugh I've ever, like, and the continual growing of the volume. That was cool. Good.
I'm going to have to check in on them later.
Clearly not a competition. I'm giving you credit right now.
Yeah, that's good. Good.
That's a good way to start. Now I know why you wanted to choose the order you did, because mine right here is not, it's in the year 2002, this host and the audience laughed right along. It was 2002. While wearing a New York Mets jersey, this guy was interviewed on the Conan show.
Okay, now, we need alcohols.
Right, alcohols.
Right.
Not just one alcohol.
Alcohols.
Right, just Whorls. Different blend. You need Blends. The ladies, you need the booze.
You need some water.
For watering plants?
No, I don't know if guys have noticed this, like a lot of ladies drink water at parties. They right. just, you know, so you have, if you don't have what they need, they're gonna leave.
Right.
Gotta
right.
keep them there.
Right.
You need locks on the doors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is sounding kind of dangerous now.
It's a little kinky, but
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Broccoli, but just
right.
check it out. You need a lot of heat. A lot
heat.
Of heat. Yeah.
Heat. You mean that physically the place has to be hot?
You don't have no air conditioning.
No air conditioning.
No.
Why is that?
Heat affects the alcohol, and it also affects, like, you know, everybody gets a little bit more comfortable and loose. Builds up a nice little sweat.
That just sounds disgusting. What are you talking
about? What the hell?
Puff Daddy uh-huh. on the Conan show,
God.
The year 2002.
That's a creepy thing.
Talking about what
locks
is now known
as water.
The freak-off parties.
Dude, he was talking about that on other shows that, like, really? Like, nobody's going to question it?
The largest laugh was the locks on the door so they can't leave. 2002 America was like,
trap them in.
Of course, I mean, look, we all, I mean, I wasn't hearing that, but, you know, it was like, yeah, man, them biggie parties, it's whatever.
Is all that evidence, I wonder, like, the past interviews or, I mean, we know it is by court public opinion, but.
I mean, so they could say in that regard, that's them storytelling. That's them, like when they talk, the one rapper that got all his stuff seized, they're like, where's all this money you had in the videos? And he's like, that's when he's like, those were, you know, that was fake money. Not counterfeit, but just, you know, that was prop money.
It's like how some guys wear CZ. They don't wear diamonds.
Yeah.
You know, they fake it on purpose.
What's that stand for?
Cubic zirconia.
Oh, yeah.
Fake.
Yeah, CZ.
Over to you, fat boy.
You know what? I only played you a portion of the laugh show.
No way.
I need more.
Yeah, well, you about to get more because this other laugh might take the cake.
Okay.
Let's check back in with our laugh people.
Does it take the cake or top the cake?
It's going to do both.
Comment below.
There it is.
That sounds like a farm.
My God.
That's the whole point
you
of the
laugh
show.
In Morse code style.
Just sit around like, get.
He sounds like a chicken.
God.
Oh, God.
That's going to be hard to talk.
I know. We've got two different styles here of stuff.
Okay, man.
My God.
I'm dying.
Well,
bring it.
Can't even do it.
It's your turn.
That's better than the Big Brown's fake audience laugh that he used.
He's got the sounder.
back to you.
So back to me. Well, I'll use this transition on that. Words change the meaning over time. Like, remember at the end of Flintstones, we'll have a gay old time. Words, the back then it meant happy. Well,
that's why I watched it.
Back in the 1970s, there was a appetite suppressant candy made in America. It was chocolate, and it was a literal candy that was supposed to suppress your appetite, and it was doing really well in the 1970s and the early 80s until there was a problem with the name of the candy.
candy. And I'm not gaining weight. I'm losing weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. The AIDS diet plan really works.
Wow. AIDS candy contains a safe and effective appetite suppressant when used as directed. Helps curb your appetite so you can lose weight. And AIDS candy has no stimulant that can make you nervous.
The plan lets you enjoy two AIDS before each meal. Mmm, delicious chocolate flavor. And I love being a size 10.
I was overweight and looked terrible, but AIDS helped me lose 46 pounds. The AIDS diet plan helped me lose 28 pounds.
AIDS helps control your appetite so you lose weight, yet AIDS lets you taste, chew, and enjoy. And the appetite suppressant in AIDS is not a stimulant.
AIDS helped me to lose 18 pounds, and it doesn't contain anything to make me nervous.
Question, why take diet pills when you can enjoy AIDS?
God.
Oh, my God.
Dude, when...
it was spelled A-Y-D-S, but it was pronounced AIDS.
Yeah, that's completely different if you ask someone, hey, do you have AIDS?
For some reason, God. Flourishing until the early
1980s. Yeah, like, oh my God. What do they think when they think of the acronym? They're like, oh, my God, that's going to kill our suppressant.
Well, it was just, yeah. I mean, it was what it was called. And they're like, oh, we cannot. I mean, it was around like in the 40s, real small regionally, I think in Chicago. But then it started flourishing in the 70s when people started getting more into exercise and stuff. And then next thing you know, here comes real AIDS.
I'd never heard of it.
Well, there's a reason why now. You know why? Because it had the same name as a really bad disease.
Oh, Jesus.
She said it helped me lose 10 pounds.
I lost 26 pounds with AIDS.
Well, then I need two boxes.
Ah, I need to eat four AIDS. I need to eat four AIDS before dinner.
Oh, man. We
have but one each more.
Yeah, we do.
I don't know. I don't know if I can handle much more.
Hasn't it been fun? Like, yes. We both have, like...
That last lap.
There's Morse code coming in.
It's a chicken and a moose at a party. That's what happens.
These are really good. This this family's sitting around the table playing, you know, cards against humanity.
Here comes Grandma.
Grandma pulls a card. Now I'm going to bleep out what she says. If you don't catch it, I'm going to describe it to you in emojis.
Okay.
That you should easily catch.
Okay.
But she wasn't going to say it. And they're like, nope. You're going to say what's on that card.
Oh,
Granny.
Nana.
What? Most likely.
No. Don't read it. No. Don't read it. Let her read it. I don't care if we're here till 3 in the f***ing morning. Let her read it. Let her
Most
read it.
Most likely to want a finger in their a- when they're about to if you wouldn't be me. Oh my God.
I can't believe
Do you think you
yeah.
know? Okay.
Yeah.
If you for somehow didn't catch it or couldn't figure it out, we're talking about...
I'm worried about you if you have it.
Finger emoji. Peach emoji. The black hole emoji. Water squirt emoji. You put them all together. That's why Grandma didn't want to say what was on the card.
No, she didn't.
She couldn't get through it.
But then they were like, you have to.
Oh, I know that the whole family God. Made her do it.
And it's weird. Like, I didn't think like that type of stuff existed back then. Like, I thought that was more of a late 90s.
That's so sweet.
All right.
I'm dying.
Well, dang it. Okay, you take something really dirty and vile to something I think is...
Sweet nurses.
Next time, we got to get on some kind of page with this as far as like...
Back to you, Matt, man.
Well, I'll tell you in this way that... you know, when kids are younger, it's not an impediment, they or a lisp or anything, but they say words different. Like sometimes I kind of turn really quick and my grandson says trucks.
Uh-huh. I see.
So here's a dad on Halloween night. His daughter, who looks to be 2 to 3 years old, is wearing a black pointed hat. She's wearing a black dress and she's going trick-or-treating. What is she dressed as?
What are you?
A witch.
Oh, yeah? Are you a good witch or a bad witch?
A bad witch.
I love her.
Insane. Hang on.
That's my favorite.
This is.
It's not good. I guess what he just played though.
That was cute.
It's too lighthearted yet.
She's adorable.
This ain't good for the kid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Let's go in order. We'll go to Mike first. Mike from Unknown. Good morning, Mike.
What's up, y'all? I'm from Greenville, so
yes, sir.
I listen to y'all every morning.
Appreciate you,
man. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this this whole voting thing. I was listening the other day, and y'all was saying that people saying kids should be able to vote. I don't think nobody should be able to vote until they start paying taxes.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's now I'm hearing everybody say. Yeah, I'm hearing everybody say, "Oh, it's your American duty. You gotta go vote." Well, what about people like myself and people can turn their nose up to me or whatever? I'm a 10-time convicted felon. I can't go vote.
Ooh, 10?
So, yeah, 10.
Can I, I mean, you have to understand my follow-up question here.
Yes.
Do we ask the type of 10? Or hey, what happened to three strikes? Homeboy got...
that's a good point. He's out the record.
It's three strikes on the same charge.
Oh, okay. So okay. Do them different. And so can we talk about that? Yeah. We won't say your name again.
So because I was a wild and crazy teenager,
yeah.
Now I don't have the right to go vote. You know what I mean?
How so wild, though? I have to know how wild this was.
I'm from Greenville, so... If y'all, and I'm sure I always hear y'all talk about Poe Mill and Judson, and I'm from around the Dunning and the Welcome area and Piedmont area.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I was wild and crazy.
I got you.
How old are you right now?
I'm 34.
Okay, so it's been going on for a little bit. That sucks, man.
But, well, I mean, it would take a while to get 10.
People's always saying, oh, you have to go vote. Well, some people can't go vote, so they can't say, oh, that's your American duty to go do that, da 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 da.
Right. But did you, like, if anyone said to you, like, if you were walking down the street one day and someone said, the news was there, said, sir, we're doing a poll, who are you voting for? Would you say, I can't, or would you tell them, this is who I'm voting for, but you wouldn't relay all this information to them?
I'd tell them exactly because
who is that?
And I'm proud of my past. I'm going to tell them, I can't vote, so don't even ask me.
Nice. That's a good answer.
But if you could have voted... Do we know who
I could have voted?
Yeah.
Yeah, I put Trump up there.
Okay.
Just wondering.
There you
put some up there.
I just wondering.
I mean, ain't no shame in my game, like I always say, but if somebody asks me, hey, who are you voting for? I'm going to tell them straight up, hey, buddy, don't even ask me that because I can't vote.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you do have a point to that because, like, I've always said the best preachers are the ones who have either been to jail or a former addict or something. Because somebody who got out of high school and went right into the seminary is going to come teach you about life. I don't know.
Without marriage and giving birth and all the other stuff.
Well,
I don't know about it.
What all can you not do? I mean, you can't have a gun, right?
You have to tell people when you move into their neighborhood?
No, I'm not no sex offender.
Okay. Can you own a gun?
No. No, I can't say that over the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Because... by law, I'm not supposed to have no guns.
Right.
What is the deal with consorting with other convicts? Is that just a probation thing?
Yeah, what if you didn't know?
I mean, if you get caught together and you get in trouble together, then you get an extra charge together.
Oh.
You don't want another charge on that.
Fat Boy served 26 hours. Is it okay that you're speaking with him?
Why block, baby?
26 hours. You heard me right.
Hey, do you have kids?
26 hours. Yes, I got two.
Okay. Bless your heart.
I didn't know if you had him during all this. You know, I imagine you're in and out of prison for... Okay.
No, yeah, and that was the bad part of my life, you know, and I hate that my kids missed a lot of my... I missed a lot of my kids' time, you know, so...
But now you know to make yourself a better man.
Correct. And what my younger years... my younger years makes me the man I am today because now I'm up every morning. I'm at work by 5 a.m. I do what I'm supposed to do. Now I pay my taxes every year.
See, it's kind of what I was saying about younger people tend to be a little more, and I don't even want to say a party, but you tend to think a certain way because you haven't went through life all the way yet to know the stresses of finances.
And you had a misspent youth, so you're going to have a good...
Exactly.
I had a misspent
20s and 30s. And then you got some kids that's just going to follow up other people. Oh, I'm going to vote for this person because they're a certain color or whatever, you know?
Yeah, and in some ways I respect you because you know what you can do, and it's not given to you by your parents that you're a man on your own, and you know how to make it a better life.
Hey, there are people texting that you can vote, like you particular can vote. If you served your sentence out. That's just what text you're saying, I'm not sure.
Yeah, well, my sentence isn't over.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Are you wearing a certain anklet, perhaps? Right?
No, I don't have a piece of jewelry on.
I didn't know what we were calling it nowadays. Yeah, all right.
People call it pieces of jewelry, but right now, you know, I have pieces of paper hanging over my head, so I cannot go vote.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So,
did you see people when you were in? Did you see people bringing like drugs and phones in their butts?
Oh,
now see, I can't. That'd be called a snitch, and I don't.
Oh, I got you.
I like that. Stitches. I like that.
Yeah,
you don't want to be a jailhouse snitch,
right? That's true.
There you go.
All right.
Well, you're never going back. It's okay.
That's right.
No, I'm not going back.
We also are not going to ask for any old friends to come visit him when they get out either. Right. That's right. We're not even going to call you by your name now. I'm going to call you Outlaw. Outlaw from unknown. Parts unknown. You have a good morning, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, thank you.
God, you learn something all the time.
I know.
He probably still passes notes with a fishing line. That's what they did in county, right up under the door.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let's start first with Chris from Parts Unknown. I wonder if Chris is even his real name. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Fair to Midland. It says here you got a problem with your parents. Let's hear this. What's going on?
I do, because as you know, Thanksgiving's coming up, and so we're going to go visit my parents. It's just me and my wife. Oh. We don't have any kids yet. But my parents always insist that we stay with them every time, because it's just the two of us. And normally, in most normal situations, that would be great and fine. The problem is, it's just us and them, and my parents still get it on.
Sexually speaking.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're really loud.
Well, I don't know how old you are. How old are you? Or how old are your parents or whatever? Just trying to figure that out.
My parents are in their early 70s.
Oh, my gosh. Good for them. Now, do you think now this is going to be an uncomfortable question for you right now, but do you think the loudness is from ecstasy or pain because they're so damn old?
I honestly don't want to think about it.
I know. It's like, is her hip dislocated or is she really enjoying herself? Mom, I can't tell if mom's falling and can't get up or if mom's...
Oh, my gosh.
Who's louder, mom or dad?
Oh, I try to just, like, I kind of go to a happy place when I'm...
Well, so are they. It's just, I'm trying to, like, is he in there talking crap to your mom? Like, oh. Or she's saying... Pull my hair, Wilbur, you know? I mean, it's got to be just, so your thing is, okay, I want to go see my parents, and good for them. I hope probably when I'm at that age that I'm still banging it out, but you don't want to hear it. You'd rather stay at a hotel.
Exactly. I mean, it's your parents. You don't want to hear your parents doing it. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's like, it's great for them and everything, but at the same point, you're just like, I don't want to think about them doing stuff that we do, and no, oh God, no.
Yeah. So is the question not that you're not going to stay there, but it's like, how do you tell them? Like, are you asking, do I tell them why we're not going to stay with them, or do you just not stay with them?
It's like I've tried to talk to them about it, but I mean, they're very free spirits, and they're just like, it's okay. I mean, we know you're having sex. You're a married couple. No, you can stay with us. It's fine. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Let's just see who could be the loudest.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's just even more
awkward. I know. It's
that's horrid.
Like, hotel.
I mean, if you're comfortable with lying, just say, hey, look, I got a gift card from work or some extra hotel points or something I have to use by the end of the year. I'm just going to use them down here. And then I'll get a free break. Right. You know, bullcrap them. It's got to be very awkward. I luckily, my parents didn't have a whole lot of sex. So I didn't ever, only one time ever, we got to Gatlinburg. And it was like, I remember we got there very fast. It was like Diddy was driving way faster than normal. And we get to the hotel, Chris, and my dad gives Angel and I, my sister, each $20 and says, go down to the gift shop /arcade. And we're like, wow, that was fast. Okay. We come back, like, I don't know, 45 minutes to an hour later. The hotel room was a disarray. The bedding was everywhere. My daddy went there and beat it up. He did. See, Chris, the thing is, though, is that I had to sleep in that hotel room that night, you know? And then no windows had been cracked to let any funk out. You know what I'm saying? It was not a good situation. So I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's got to be tough for you. I say lie to them and just say you got a free hotel night stay. Because it's going to hurt their feelings, and especially your mama, because, you know, she's probably got the house all decorated, all Paula Deen, cornucopia, Indian corn everywhere.
Can you imagine?
Okay, so here's what you do. Tell Dad the truth. Dad will be put over. He'll love that. And then just say, hey, Dad, look, how do we handle Mom? Yeah. Make it a team effort, you and Dad, figuring out how to handle Mom.
You can always bring earplugs.
Oh, gross pig.
You get a hotel, be comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't make the awkward conversation, because I couldn't imagine saying that to my mom.
So do you think maybe a conversation with your dad, Chris, be the way to handle it?
Honestly, the whole thing is just super awkward, and I'm really just disturbed by it more than anything, where I'm embarrassed to talk to either of them about it.
Yeah. Well, then just straight up just lie.
I'm in the same boat you get.
I would just straight up
lie. Yeah, I'm in that same boat where it's like, do I lie? Do I talk to them? I mean, my wife is absolutely no help on this because she just finds it hilarious.
Is this your childhood home, or is this something they've moved out of or into since you got older?
It's a childhood home.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, for that reason. Yeah, you don't want to go back and be in your old bedroom. My bedroom's my dad's office now.
Oh, it's crazy. Of course.
Chris, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoy. You going to where?
Florida.
Oh, geez. Congratulations. All right. Well, good luck with that. And I hope you have a good time. And high five your dad for me, if you would.
All right. Thank you very much. You guys have a good Thanksgiving.
All right, you too. Well, I think we helped. I'd do the hotel. I mean, you got to go out of town, so you want to enjoy yourself.
Rise. I just want to call up and say that your show is a kick ass. Keep up the good work. I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
Rise, guys. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.